There we go. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Shmuel Beis. We are learning Perek Yotes. Perek Yotes of Shmuel Beis. So last week, we did the first half of the Perek. And at the beginning of the Perek, we learned about David's mourning over the death of Avshalom, how terribly sad he was. We learned about how Yoav came to him and gave him a little bit of Musar. That he was being too, he was showing too much grief, and that wasn't good for morale of the soldiers, etc. David came out and he spoke to people, and he kind of, gave people a little bit of a pick me up. Then we saw that that he still was not very happy with Yoav because of what he did, because of how he brought about the execution, the murder, the killing of Avshalom. And we saw that he actually told Amasa that he wanted him to take over, right, instead of Yoav. We saw that, and then we began the process of David coming back to Yerushalayim to be the king, to be reinstated as the king of Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And at the very end of the of the last week's section of the Perek, we had Shimi ben Gera. Right, Shimi ben Gera, we said, came with 1,000 other men from Shevet Binyamin. And he came and he ran ahead of everybody else to prostrate himself before David and to ask for David's mechila because of what he did, because of the cursing and the stone throwing that he had done to David at the time. And David, of course, said, "Don't worry about it. I'm not going to." That was the last thing we did was. I'm sorry. And Avishai ben Tsruya, we saw, you know, was very upset. He was very angry, and he told David that we should kill this guy. Right? Don't be mochel him. We should kill him. And David said, "No, there's no reason to kill him. We don't need to get involved in that." And then at the very end, he swore to Shimi that he would not die, that he would not kill him. Okay, that was how we ended off the Pasuk Chaf Dalid in Perek Yutes. So this week we begin with with Pasuk Chaf Hei. Now, Pasuk Chaf Hei reintroduces us to Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth. Now, we've discussed Mephibosheth a couple of times in Shmuel Beis. Just a little bit of Chazara, because it's important to know. In Perek Tes of Shmuel Beis, so we saw that David wanted to do a little bit of research and find out, is anybody left of from Beis Shaul? And we saw there was an Eved by the name of Tziva. Okay, and this is important to understand what's going on in our Perek, so we'll just review a little bit of the storyline there. So there was an Eved by the name of Tziva, and Tziva basically said, "Yes, there's someone still alive, and that is that's Mephibosheth. He's the son of Yehonasan. He's the Mechei Raglayim. He was crippled. Mephibosheth was crippled." And the Melech said, King David said, "Where is he?" So they brought him to David, and he bows before David, and David tells him, "Don't be afraid, and I'm actually going to do a chesed for you because you're the son of Yonasan." Right? David and Yonasan got along swimmingly, and he said, "Because you're the son of Yonasan, I'm going to do a chesed for you." And this is in Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, Vashivosi lecha eskol sedei Shaul avicha. I'm going to give you all of the land of Shaul. Right? All the fields of Shaul I'm going to give to you. You're the son of Yonasan. And not only that, ve'ata tochal lechem al shulchani tamid. And you're always welcome to come eat by me. These were the two things that he told Mephibosheth. That was the chesed that he did for him. But because he was the son of Yonasan, and Mephibosheth bowed down, he said, "I'm not Roy, I'm like a dead dog. You know, I don't deserve this." the king calls Tziva, who was this the servant, this Na'ar Shaul, and he tells him whatever belonged to Shaul and to his house, I'm giving to Mephibosheth. I want you, Tziva, to work. I want you to work the land. You, your sons, your slaves, you guys work the land and bring everything to Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth is always welcome to to eat by me. Tziva says, "Absolutely, 100%. I will help you. I will help Mephibosheth, whatever you want." Okay. That was Perek Tes. Yeah. Sorry? Why does the pasuk here say? I mean, he was a grandson of Shaul. Yeah, I hear the question. It could be because of the second part of this introduction, which you're going to hear in a second. Okay? And now, if you fast forward from Perek Tes to Perek Tes Zayin, Perek Tes Zayin. So in Perek Tes Zayin, seven prakim later, so we have David is on the run. Tziva comes out. Tziva comes back. Seven prakim later, he's the Nar Mephibosheth, and he comes with gifts. Tzemen Chamorim, he comes with donkeys, and they're laden with all sorts of breads and raisins and wine, all sorts of special gifts for David. So David says, Ma elalach, you know, what is all this stuff? What are you bringing this to me for? So Tziva says, it's for you. The donkeys are for you to ride, and the bread is for your provisions, for your men. You guys are tired. And the king says, Ve'aye ben Adonecha. This is very important. Right? This is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The king says, Aye ben Adonecha, where is Mephibosheth, the son of your master, the son of Yonasan? Vayomer Tziva al HaMelech, Hine Yoshev Yerushalayim. He stated back in Yerushalayim. Ki Omar Hayom Yashivuli Beis Yisrael es Mamluchus Avi. And he said, I'm staying in Yerushalayim. I'm not following David because hopefully my father's kingdom will be restored. This is what Tziva told David. So Tziva is basically telling David, Mephibosheth is a traitor. Right? He's not a supporter of yours. He stayed back in Yerushalayim with Avshalom, right? Not with David's camp. And hopefully, he hopes that his father's kingdom will be restored. Vayomer HaMelech l'Tziva, Hinei lecha kol asher Mephibosheth. David says to Tziva, well, if that's the case, then whatever I gave to Mephibosheth, I hereby give to you. I hereby give to you. Vayomer Tziva, Yishtachaveisi em tzachem ve'enecha adumi HaMelech. Thank you. I'm happy that I found favor in your eyes. Tziva tells Lashon Hara. Not just Lashon Hara, Motzi Shema. It wasn't really true. Right? He tells Lashon Hara, he tells Motzi Shema to David. David accepts it. He believes it to the point where he takes the gift that he was giving Mephibosheth and he changes it and he gives it to Tziva. Okay. Now, with that background, Prakim Tezayin and Perek Tezayin, now we come to our Perek Yotes. Now, this is after David comes back, right? David's on his way back to Yerushalayim, or he's entering Yerushalayim now, to be reinstated as the king. Mephibosheth ben Shaul yorad likras hamelach, Mephibosheth comes to greet David. He didn't trim his mustache. He didn't wash his clothing. From the day that David left until the time that he came back, he didn't do any of these things. He didn't take care of himself. He didn't take care of his clothing. Why? Because he was in mourning. So the Malbim said, okay. I'm sorry? Okay. So why did he believe him? So the Malbim says, because Mephibosheth did not follow David. Right? David left Yerushalayim. Mephibosheth could have followed him. He did not follow him. And not only did he not follow him, but you think, okay, for whatever reason, he couldn't go with David, at least leave Yerushalayim. Right? Don't stay in Yerushalayim, which is now the house of Avshalom. Right, don't stay there. If you're not afraid to say that, that means that you're not a supporter of David. Supporters of David are going to be persecuted in Yerushalayim. But David now sees that this was all lies. Mephibosheth has been in the mourning since he left, because David had left and David wasn't the king. Vayihi pasuk chavav, vayihi kivah Yerushalayim likras hamelech. When he comes to Yerushalayim to greet the king, and says the Malbim, what do you mean he's coming to Yerushalayim?
Rabbi, you're freezing.
Mephibosheth. So he sees Mephibosheth is returning to Yerushalayim, and he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, didn't Siva tell me that Mephibosheth stayed in Yerushalayim? Why is he not coming back to Yerushalayim? And he looks all disheveled. He looks like he's in mourning. And he thinks to himself, wait, I'm confused.
Rabbi, you froze.
I told my servants, saddle up the donkey. I want to ride the donkey and go with the king. I can't walk. I'm a cripple. He spoke Lashon Hara about me. Pasuk Chav Ches. Vayiragel ba'avdecha el Adoni HaMelech. Not only did he not saddle up the donkey for me so that I could travel with you. That's why I couldn't go, because nobody was there to help me. But then he went and told Lashon Hara about me. Vayiragel, like Meraglim. Right? He told Lashon Hara about me. Vadoni HaMelech kimalocha elokim va'asei hatov be'enecha. But he said, and he says to David, he says, listen, you're the king. He fits you. You want to believe Tziva? Believe Tziva. You want to believe me? Believe me. I'm telling you the emes. I'm telling you the truth, right? But I know you're going to act. You're going to act with the emes. You're going to act with the truth. Pasuk Chav Tes, and now he makes an argument. You know, why would I stay? Kilo haya kol beis avi ki man she maves laduni hamelach. No one was left from my father's house except people that were killed, right, or people that were deserving of death. Not only that, but you treated me so well. You allowed me to come and eat by you. So what?
Rabbi, you keep freezing.
So the king says to him, right? David turns to Mephibosheth, and he says, "Lama tadaber o devarecha. Why are you still speaking like this? Don't talk anymore about this. Amarti ata vitziva tachleku es hasade. I said that you and Siva should split the field, right? The field that he had originally given, the fields of Shaul that he had originally given." Knowing what happens in Megillas Esther when Achashverosh wants to go back on his word, he can't. He has to issue a new proclamation. He can't just tear up the old proclamation. It doesn't work like that. When the king says something, that's good forever. So if David now gave the land, gave the field to Tziva, he can't take it back. He can't take it back. So what can he do? He can now explain. This is what I meant. Sorry, I think it died. This is what I meant. Too much juice today. This is what I meant. What did I mean? I meant that you and Siva should have a co-ownership in the land. That's what I meant. I didn't mean that Siva should have it by himself. What I meant was, that David didn't, you know, question is, he didn't really mean that. But now he's reinterpreting his words. What I meant was that you and Siva should share the land together. That was my intention.
Okay. The Malbim also points out that it's possible that Tziva and his sons, who were working the land, could really take part of it like sharecroppers. So in the end, we can make an arrangement where Mephibosheth really owns the land. Tziva and his sons are getting a portion of the land because they're working the land. And meanwhile, nothing will really change. Everything can really stay status quo. David doesn't have to go back on his word because Tziva is still getting a portion of the land. And he didn't really take it completely away from Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth will still get a portion. They'll split the land. That's going to be the pshara here. That's Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayomer Mephibosheth el HaMelech. Games HaKol Yikach. So Mephibosheth says to the king, listen, I don't really care. He can have the whole thing. Tziva can have the entire land. Acharei Asher Ba Adoni HaMelech B'Shalom El Beiso. He says, honestly, all I care about is that you're back. And he was being sincere. Right? Mephibosheth was being sincere. All I really care about is that you're back. Was really guilty, right? And David let him go. David pardoned him. Mephibosheth was really innocent, and David punished him, right? David was, and essentially, Chazal tell us the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Vav that David was mekabel lashon hara. Tziva spoke lashon hara, motzi shein ra, wasn't true. David accepted it to the point where he diverted the field from Mephibosheth to Tziva, and says the Gemara, David was nanash for accepting being mekabel the lashon hara, the al yidei zeh nechleka malchus beis David. This led to the split in malchus beis David. Wow. The split in malchus beis David originated because David HaMelech accepted the lashon hara that Tziva spoke about Mephibosheth. So
this is happening later.
With Tziva and Mephibosheth, and he did it. And for that, he was punished. Unbelievable, right? Now, in a sense, you say, listen, you know, David, you know, what should he have done? He was in a situation where what Tziva said was very believable. Half the nation was against him, more than half the nation. So what Tziva said is very possible, right? That maybe Mephibosheth really stuck it out and really wanted to reinstate Malchus Beis Shaul. No, we don't find any investigation. He just believes it, 100%. But I'm just saying, had we done this, you know, I think we would have all thought that, yeah, that's normal. And we have to investigate, and we have to, you know, you can be choshesh, you can't just be mekabel lashon hara. And David was, and he was punished for it. And again, the punishment is all these years later. This is what happens. You do things, and it sows the seeds, and eventually things begin to unravel. Okay. Well, again,
Rabbi, it's constantly freezing. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I just disconnected from the Wi-Fi. Maybe that will be better.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
I'm using the cell phone service, so maybe that will be better. Sorry. Okay. Barzilai Hagiladi Pasuk Lamed Beis Yorad Meroglim. So Barzilai Hagiladi comes down from this place called Roglim. Vayavor es Hamelach Hayarde Meshalcho es Hayarde, and he runs. He goes ahead of the king. To the Yarden, to accompany him across the Yarden. He's coming to accompany David, Barzilai Giladi. Who was this fellow? Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Uvarzilai Zokein Me'od. He was an older person. Ben Shmonim Shana, 80 years old. Now 80, you know, Zokein Me'od, I would have said, I don't know, 120, you know, I mean, but you know, but 80 doesn't sound like Zokein Me'od. Right, but that's what the pasuk says. We'll see why it calls him a zaken ma'od in a moment. Huh? When? And he was called a zaken also. I think you're right. Yeah, I remember. We talked about that. Yeah. V'hu chilkel es hamelech b'shivaso v'machanayim ki ish gadol hu ma'od. And Rashi explains that ish gadol means he was a very wealthy man. Barzilai Hagiladi was a very wealthy man. And he had the ability to support David. So Barzilai helped to support David. David was in Machanayim, right? Remember, he was on the run. He was in Machanayim. Where did he get food from? Where did he get provisions from? He didn't have the taxes. He wasn't in Yerushalayim. He didn't have the people to help him. Barzilai Agilad, he helped David. He supported David and his men. While he was there, he was a fabulously wealthy fellow. Okay? Now, he treated him with this respect, meaning David treated him with respect, for these reasons, says the Malbim. This is the pasuk is enumerating the reasons why David treated him with such respect. Number one, he was a zaken. You always have to treat a zaken with respect. Number two, he had to be makir tov because he did an incredible thing for him that he helped him out while he was in Machanayim to help support him and his army. And number three, he was the Malbim learns ki ish gadol hu ma'od. He was also an adam gadol. He wasn't just a wealthy person. He was also a chashuva person. Now we'll see. He made some mistakes also, but he was a chashuva person. Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Vayomer Hamelech El Barzilai, Ata Avoriti, Bechilkati Oscha Imadi BeYerushalayim. So he says, "Listen, Barzilai, you helped me all these years. You know, or not all these years. You helped me all this time that I was away. I was in Machanayim. You helped to support me. I want to return the favor. Come back with me to Yerushalayim, and I'll take care of you. You'll live with me. I'll support you. I'll feed you. Come back to Yerushalayim with me." Okay, now Barzilai he didn't come to do this. He came to help. He came to escort him. He didn't come to schnorr, right? He came to escort him. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayomer Barzilai al Hamelech, Kamo Yemei Shnei Chayai, Ki Eles Hamelech Yerushalayim. He says, "I'm an old guy. You know, I'm an old guy. If I had my whole life in front ahead of me, so I would come, I would be Nana, I could be in the king's court, I could be supported by the king, it would be pleasant for me, it would be enjoyable for me. I'm an old man. I need to come by you and eat in the palace. How much longer am I gonna live already? What do I need it for? I don't need this for. I don't need it. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom. He says, "I'm 80 years old already. Ha'eda ben Tov L'ra." He says, "If you want to be mechabed me, because you want me to be one of your advisors," says the Mitzudas David, "I can't even advise anymore. You know, I don't have a clear head to know what's good, what's bad. People are going to ask me questions. You're going to ask me for advice. I'm not going to know what to tell you. Im yitam avdecha es asher ochal ve'is asher eshte. Maybe you want to be mechavid me. You want to just, give me gashmias. Give me good drink and good food. I can't even taste it anymore. I don't know what the difference is. You're going to give me a fancy steak. I'm not going to appreciate it. Good fine wine. I'm not going to appreciate it. You want to bring me to the palace so that I can get entertained and hear all the concerts, right? I can't hear anymore. My hearing is impaired. I can't appreciate it anymore. I don't need to be a burden. You want some old kvetch, you want some old guy coming and living by you and snoring off you. You don't need it. You don't need it. What do you need this for? So don't worry. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not going to benefit from it so much. I'm just going to be a burden. So I'm not going to, I don't need this. Now, Rashi here quotes Chazal and says, you know, he's kvetching so much. The guy's 80 years old. 80 years old, a person doesn't necessarily lose all their faculties when they're 80, right? I mean, it sounds like he's a 200, right? He can't understand anymore. He doesn't have a clear head. He can't taste the food. He can't hear. You know, what happened to him? Why was he so old if he was only 80? 80-year-olds are Baruch Hashem. They're healthy. They're good. They can, you know, they can, okay, maybe hearing aids, yeah, but they can hear, right? They can taste. They could understand. You know, what was his problem? So Rashi quotes Chazal that he had one issue. What was his one issue? He was promiscuous. He used to be involved in znus. And because of that, he was a good person. But this was his Yetzer Hara. And he used to succumb to the Yetzer Hara. And because of that, he aged. He aged more than his years. He advanced more than his years. He was only 80. But he seemed much, much older because of this chait, because of this sin that he succumbed to his Yetzer Hara in the area of a promiscuity. Therefore, he seemed much older than he really was. That's interesting Chazal that Rashi quotes. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Kimat yavor avdecha es hayarden es hamelech. So he says, listen, I'm going to come with you. I'm going to help you cross the Yarden. V'lama yigmeleni hamelech hagmula hazos. But please, I appreciate it. But you don't need to do this to me, right? Your offer is not going to be beneficial to me. And it says to the Sabbath, you really want to do chesed for me? You know, this is not going to do it for me. This is not going to help me. You know what you're offering me? I appreciate it. Thank you, but it's not going to really, help me. Pasuk lamid ches. Yoshev na abducha ve'amus be'iri in kever avi ve'imi. He says, listen, let me stay in my house. Let me stay in my town, and I'm going to die a natural death. And I'll be buried with my mother, with my father in the family plots. But he says, but I do have a son. I do have a son who's younger than me. And my son, his name was Kimham. That was his name. And he would appreciate these things. Right? All the things that you're offering me, he would appreciate these things. So do me a favor. He's going to come with you. And whatever you're offering me, the chesed that you're offering me, give it to him, right? Instead of giving it to me, I'm not going to appreciate it. I'm an old guy. Give it to him. Vayomer HaMelech, Pasuk Lamites, Iti Yavor Kimham, please let him come with me. Let him accompany me. Fani Eselo Esatov Be'inecha, I'm going to do good to him, like you want me to do to him. V'chol Asher Tivchar Alai Eseloch, and whatever he chooses, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And it says in Metzudas David, even without your suggestion, I would want him to accompany me, right? No, thank you for telling that to me. But even without you saying it, I would want to do it. Now, the Metzudas David says at the end, David really throws in here, listen, but I don't want you to just leave. You know, I'm happy to help your son. I'm happy to do all the chesed in the world for your son. But I still want to pay you back something. I still want to do something for you. So you don't want to take me up on my offer to come with me, to accompany me, to eat with me, to be with me, fine. But I want to do something for you. Don't just leave me empty-handed here. Pasuk, yeah.
Why is there so much verbiage regarding this guy, Zilai?
Yeah.
Yes, he helped up in his army, took care of him. But out of nowhere, it's brought into the story right now.
Right.
There's so much stuff being spoken about. And now his son is getting involved.
Right, that's right. Why. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I didn't see anything about it, but I'm sure there's stuff out there about it.
Had three different situations.
Yeah.
One where the guy said the wrong thing.
He's saying shimmy, right? Right.
The other one.
Where David made a mistake.
Right. And now you have where it was only good.
Yeah. It was only good. Okay. So maybe that's it. Right, maybe this is another piece to contrast. Another type of story, right? The first one, Shimi messed up, and David pardoned him. The second one, David messed up, because he believed the Lashon Hara. And here, nobody messed up, right? He was good, Barzillai was good to David, David's being good to Barzillai, and it's all going nice. Could be that that's why it's quoted. I'm not sure. It's a good point. Okay. Pasuk. Well, Mem. Pasuk Mem. Okay. So the whole nation goes, crosses the Yarden. Everyone comes, they cross the Yarden. V'hamelech avar, the king crosses over. V'yishak hamelech levarzilai, v'yivarcheu, v'yoshav limkomo. And he gives him a kiss. We don't find that Barzillai does choose anything, but he gives him a kiss, and Barzillai goes back home. Okay. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayavur HaMelech HaGilgala, V'chiman Ovar Imo, V'chol Am Yehuda. So the king goes to Gilgal. Gilgal was one of the first places where he goes. Kimhon, that's the son of Barzillai, is coming with him. V'chol Am Yehuda, the entire nation, right? Shevet Yehuda, that's the Shevet that was always loyal to David. They help the Melech to travel. They cross him. Vegam chatzi am Yisrael, half of Klal Yisrael. Now the Radak and other Mefarshim say this doesn't literally mean half. Right? We're not splitting Klal Yisrael down the middle. It just means a portion of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's a difference. I don't think there's a difference. Yeah. I don't think there's that. I hear what you're saying, but sometimes you find that you have names that are spelled one letter off. I mean, even like Yonasan and Yehonasan.
Yeah.
Usually in Tanakh, it's actually Yehonasan. Sometimes it's Yonasan. Yeah, right. So sometimes you find things like that. I don't know. Pasuk Mem Beis, V'hinei kol ish Yisrael boyim el ha-melech. So now, all of the rest of Klal Yisrael is coming, right? Shevet Yehuda is accompanying him. All of the rest of Klal Yisrael is coming now to greet the king. And they say to the king, okay, now, they're a little upset. They have a little bit of a tiny. Madua ginavucha achenu ish Yehuda. Why did the people of Yehuda steal you? What does that mean? What do they mean? What's their tiny? Why did they steal you? Meaning, you're coming back to be the king. We wanted to make a parade, right? We wanted to bring you back with a whole entourage, a whole parade with trumpets and everything. And what happened? We didn't realize you're coming. We didn't organize. People of Yehuda just took you and they whisked you back to Yerushalayim. So why'd they do that? They brought you back, right? But it's almost like you're sneaking back into Eretz Yisrael, right? It makes us feel lousy. It's a disgrace for us because it makes us feel like we don't want you. Of course we want you back, right? We want to make a party for you. We want to welcome you. The super moving cholos, right? We want to sing and dance. And now we don't have the opportunity because this was all, the very last minute. They just rushed you in here. You know, the people of Yehuda rushed you in. So they're upset. They're upset. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayan kol ish Yehuda al ish Yisrael. So the people of Yehuda turn back to the rest of the people of Klal Yisrael, and they tell them, Ki karam ha-melech elai. He's mishpacha to us. You know, right? David's mishpacha to us. He's our karov. What are you so angry about? What's the big deal? We didn't get anything special because we came first, right? It's not like we got some sort of special prize or special present or special provisions. We didn't get anything from it, right? We just were from Shevet Yehuda. We're Mishpacha with David, so we came first, right? Well, what are you getting so worked up about? Why are you getting so upset? Pasuk Memdalin, Vayan Ish Yisrael Lesish Yehuda, Vayomer Eser Yodos Liv Amelech, Vegam BeDavid Animi Mecha. So they said, we have 10 hands in the king, more than you. Okay, so what did that mean? They have 10 hands. So the Farshim say, because we're 10 Shvatim. Now, why only 10 Shvatim? Why not 11 Shvatim? Right. So Binyamin already was a little bit with them already. Right, because since Shimi came with 1,000 members of Binyamin, so the Mefarshim say Shevet Binyamin was already part of, they were with Yehuda to bring David back. The remaining 10 Shvatim were still left behind, so to speak, or left out of it. So they say, we have 10 hands in David than you do. Umadua hakilo sani. Why did you disgrace me? Right, you disgraced us by leaving us out of this. And we didn't have the first dibs, so to speak, to return our king. And the words of Yehuda were very strong. They were harsh. These were harsh words. They were fighting with each other, arguing with each other. And these were very harsh words. And the Mefarshim say that this is, Mefarshim say that this is something that eventually was going to lead to no good. This harsh language, this hardship that was here. Rashi says there was a hiskoshishu, right? Loshon hiskoshishu and loshon kasha. The Mitzudas David says. So these were difficult words here at the end. And although this is a happy time, unfortunately, there was still a little bit of anger and a little bit of animosity between Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin on the one hand, bringing David back, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, so they kind of felt left out. How come you didn't include us in the parade, in the parties? Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. That's the end of Perek Yutes. We'll stop here for tonight. Emir Tzashem. Next week we'll continue. We'll continue Perek Chah, and we'll see that there's a little bit of a rebellion brewing here. And this end of Perek Yutes lays the seeds, unfortunately, of this rebellion. That as soon as we see, it's almost like we can't get a break. As soon as we see the Achdus beginning to come back, David's coming. Boom! You have infighting. And then leads to a rebellion, Sheva ben Bichri. Yirtzeh Hashem will learn about it next week, Perek Chaf. Thank you for coming.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you for joining. Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.